looked at her, and she said, "Oh, she looks just like her daddy, but she's cute though."
Yeah, it seems like people do say that a lot. They say it looks and more like her father.
Yeah, she does. She looks just like her dad, and she acts like her dad in so many ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you said you were born. You weren't born here, but where were you born? Were you born in a home or?
In a little town in southeast Kansas called Bayard.
Okay, so you weren't born in a.
I wasn't born in a hospital. No, okay. They didn't go to hospitals back in those days.
Okay, who helped with the delivery? Was there a doctor? Or was there?
There was a doctor and a midwife, both in attendance.
Okay. I was wondering if they. I was wondering about midwives. If that's something.
There was a midwife, but. I was mother's sixth, and she was not as young as she could have been.
So probably need
and more. So they thought probably it would be better to have the doctor.
I see. Okay.
But she got along fine. She had six healthy children.
Okay.
She lost one with diphtheria in 1924, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And he was 5 years old.
Yeah, that was a hard time, wasn't it? I mean, when they just didn't have the kind of medical things they had.
Well, the doctor came and he said, "Oh, he just has a slight sore throat. He'll be fine in the morning." Well, the next morning he was worse, but by the time they got another doctor, it was too late. So they didn't know what to do for diphtheria in those days.
Just a couple of terms as well. When a man and wife, let me ask you this: where were you and your husband wed?
At the Justice of the Peace in Idaho Springs.
Okay, so Idaho Springs is right down the road here.
12 miles east.
About 12 miles. Okay, the Justice of the Peace down there. Okay. So y'all were when two people get wed like that, they call that getting what?
Getting married.
Okay. They ever use any other words? Did they ever say?
Very seldom.
Has ever said hitched or anything?
No, if someone says something like that, it doesn't sound right. I mean, we're not used to that. Yeah, people just get married, you know.
Okay. And once they're married, they are what? I now pronounce you...
man and wife.
Okay. You mentioned that when they're married, they're man and wife. A man would be, he would be her what?
Husband.
Okay. Are those the words that are normally used, husband and wife?
Uh-huh.
Okay. You mentioned the Presbyterian. Now, that's a type of what? It's a, you go to, on Sunday you go to what? You go to, I'm just working over that word.
Church?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We go to church. It's a religion.
Okay. Uh-huh. And the minister, during the worship service, he gives a what?
Sermon.
Okay. Is that what most people call it, a sermon?
I think so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to church to worship?
The Lord.
Okay. Or?
Or God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But people here would say the Lord, that would be?
I think so, more than they would say God.
Okay. That's uh-huh. real helpful. And these are just a couple of pronunciation items I wanted. The four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, or do you know those?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah, those are just pronunciation items. And if someone goes to school beyond high school, they go to a what?
College.
Okay, and you usually go to school to get a what?
Degree.
Or an
diploma.
Okay, or an would you say?
Education,
okay.
Yeah.
You would say
yeah.
Okay.
Education.
Now, is there a place here in Georgetown where people can check out books?
Library.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has that been around for a while? Is that?
Since 1934, I understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. About the time that.
It was brand new. They were still working on it. Hadn't really completed it when I came.
I see. Was it pretty small here? Was the town pretty
there
small?
There were
when you
about 200 people. Uh-huh. If there was one house occupied in each